I am at the center of all my experiences. What has this awareness done for you in the last 3 days? Because today we are on day 4. And already this awareness is doing something in me where I'm thinking, Sonia, what were you aware of that you are experiencing? So right now it's winter, it's cold. So yes, I'm experiencing the cold. And I can choose how I can feel more comfortable, how I can brace the cold better. But the cold is going to be cold. So how I am going to manage it is up to me. And this is how it is with everything in life. I want to share with you a little bit the first time I heard this. You are responsible for everything that you experience, it was like. Me? Am I responsible for the people that are saying ugly things to me, that treat me badly? I'm responsible for their behavior? Surely not. I got so angry that I needed to take responsibility for how other people treated me. That's not okay. But it left something in me. And it left something in me that said, all right, so how are you responsible? And what are you going to do differently in order to get different treatment? Now, this is where it really gets into chaos. And I'm not suggesting you do this. What I am suggesting is for you just to become aware, how am I responsible? So, I have a pattern of difficult relationships. I felt the victim in all my relationships. And I can go back into my childhood as to the how and the when and the why. I'm not wanting to go there. That is for another day, and that is for therapy session. It is for discussing this with your coach or your therapist, your psychologist or whoever is helping you through that. Today, I just want to say, become aware of how you engaged in those relationships. And the one thing I can say with certainty, I allowed myself to be used and abused simply because I did not know better. I did not even realize I was used and abused until much later in life. So, when you grow up with a bad relationship is better than no relationship, or the way you work in relationships, and you don't even notice how bad the use and abuse is, then you need to become aware of it. But becoming aware of it is really putting you into the danger zone, and it did put me into the danger zone. Because the first time I became aware of it, was when I heard that I am responsible. And I became aware of how am I responsible and why. I didn't know how to get out of it yet. I didn't know how to manage it differently yet. I didn't know how to co-create a new way of being. But all I knew is I am responsible for what I'm experiencing right now. And even in those times, I had a choice. And my choice has always been, what can I be grateful for? In this relationship, as it is right now. Now, I know it was also setting me up to acknowledge and accept what is. But it also allowed me to see why I am in that relationship. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of gratitude. And the gratitude outweighed the pain. And maybe that's not such a bad thing. And what happened is when I stepped into the gratitude, the relationship changed. That was interesting. I took responsibility for my gratitude. I took responsibility for my part of what I could change within me. And I focused on becoming grateful for the good and the bad in the relationship. So it's easy to become grateful for the good. It's not so easy to become grateful for the bad. And I started off slowly. What is this person really trying to say that I'm not willing to hear? What is this person, the message that this person is giving me that I am in resistance to? So when I started understanding my own resistance, I started understanding that there is a resistance that's coming from me towards the other person, and the other person is only picking up on my resistance and is acting in relation to my resistance. I wonder if you could just focus on that. That I am resisting the negative impulses that are coming to me, and that others are reacting to my negative impulses. And the only time I get feedback is when they give me feedback. When they say, not liking this, or they attack me. And maybe they're not attacking me, they're just giving me feedback. So, for today, I want you to just look at it. Is there feedback that's coming to me when I am resisting information? And how can I view this feedback with gratitude? I leave you with that thought for today. An awesome day. Bye for now.